Now I want to discuss another thing. If we always think about our past incidents, like somebody has beaten me, abused me, spitted me, snatched my wealth, then I will feel very sorrow, agony, pain, etc. Always my mind will be unhappy for the earlier incidents. But if I am intellectual person, I will never think about past, which is gone away. It will be never coming. Our mind and intellect is very powerful, even faster than the wind also, always reminded again and again previous word. So only intellectual person can control his mind only to apply consciousness with calm and quiet attitude. Before doing any work, we should think again and again, as after happening any bad incidents, we will have to suffer in whole life. After happening this, it will be very difficult, but before happening this, before doing any work, if we think again and again, it will be fruitful work and welfare work. Obviously, it will be made a good result. So, always we should follow the Buddha's four noble truths, which is truth of suffering, truth of cause of suffering, means any incident happens with a cause or reason. The truth of the end of suffering, and the truth of the end of the suffering will be possible by maintaining eightfold paths. To make ourselves as a honest and intellectual person. Always remember that an honest and intellectual person, if stays in a remote place, he will be remarkable in every human mind. Whereas, a dishonest person, if stays beside you, the surrounding area will be polluted. We should remember that human birth is very precious. So, we will have to maintain this. To enjoy peaceful and happy life is very hard. To agree our own fault is very difficult. We always like to hear our praise. So, that is the main thing. To grow Buddha is going far away. When the world becomes full of sin, then Buddha, Jesus or Muhammad born to save the world. Around 1000 years, one Buddha, Jesus or Muhammad born only to save the world, only to save the world from sin. Whereas in one day, around 300,000 babies born in this world. So, Buddha, Jesus or Muhammad is far away. To become a Buddha, to become a Jesus, to become Muhammad is very difficult. So, we should try to make our habit in a good path. Okay. In this speech, now I want to deliver a nice story. I was three questions to Lord, which is, O Lord, what is your address? Means, I have wanted to know the address of Lord. Lord replied to me, inside my body. Even not only my body, Lord is staying the inside body of each and every living animal. Soul, mind, both are the witness of Lord. My second question was, I had wanted to give the wealth of Lord. Lord replied to me, to lose the present wealth, to be free from wealth. As per the Lord's order, I have lost everything. And after that, I have become overflow by the blessing of Lord. And my last question was, I had wanted to give the power of Lord. Lord replied me, to burn myself. Then I have burned, and Lord is signing me much more than my losing or burning. This is the miracle of God. This is the result of trust and surrender to God. So we should always faith to Lord in any critical situation. Critical situation is coming as per the work of our last birth. God is not responsible for this. Even God is always trying to reduce our suffering. So that always we should maintain the good path with faith to Lord. Thank you so much to hear my speech after wasting your valuable time. I pray to God for your happy and joyful life. My pranam and respect to all in this conference. Om Shanti.